keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Asha.
And Charlie.
With your 11am Zedlines.
In local news, as of last Sunday, the Queensland government has commenced the Queensland Free Flu Vaccine Program, which is providing free influenza vaccines for residents over 6 months of age from their preferred provider, such as pharmacies or other community immunisation programs. The free vaccine program will conclude on the 30th of September 2026. As well as this, a free needle-free spray, known as Flu Mist, is also available through this program for children 2 to 5 years old. It also does not require a Medicare card, so get it while you can.
In other news, major flooding of the Daintree River has caused the Daintree Ferry to become loose and drift aimlessly, causing damage in its path, with police in the surrounding area issuing warnings to locals. The Douglas Shire Council announced that the ferry became loose late Thursday night, with any efforts to stop it being halted until weather conditions improved. We ask for everyone's patience and understanding as we continue to deal with a major flooding event that is affecting the entire region, Douglas Shire Mayor said. The ferry is the main mode of transportation for residents north of the Daintree River, and if destroyed, many residents fear the reality of isolation. It is very difficult for anyone to do anything at this stage because the river is near major flood levels, local cafe owner Mr. Mason said.
In national news, following a Supreme Court ruling from the UK, in which oat-based drink company Oatly lost a long-running legal battle to use the word milk in its marketing, there has been a push for tighter labelling laws by the Australian dairy industry. South Australia Dairy Farmers Association President Robert Brokenshire welcomed the ruling, saying that if people want to buy plant-based meat or almond juice or soy juice, that's okay, but the labelling is grossly misrepresenting the industry. Almond Board of Australia Chief Executive Tim Jackson, however, says that consumers aren't confused and know the difference between dairy and plant-based products. He did not believe that changing the name would significantly impact the plant-based protein industry, given its market popularity.
In other news, Australian orchards are currently using drones masqueraded as peregrine falcons to dissuade birds away from fruit and nut trees. The drones come in fixed-wing or flapping-wing models and rely on mimicry technology. Field tests by the AERIUM analytics have proven that the machines can cope with the Australian heat. Farmer and Victorian Fruit Growers Chairman Mitch McNapp states that even a small percentage of crop loss represents a significant financial impact in regards to fruit yields, which makes these trials vitally important. He also advocates for a cooperative approach to the drones for farmers due to the cost of individual growers.
In international news, a new report has found that Meta AI's smart glasses rely on subcontracted workers in Kenya who are tasked with reviewing content, including films and images, for the purpose of improving the experience. Videos reviewed includes wearers using the toilet, having sex, and full credit card numbers, according to an investigation by Swedish newspapers. The workplace that does the reviewing does include privacy protections, with cameras everywhere and no mobile phones permitted. However, there are still worries of ethical and privacy concerns. Previously, according to the BBC, women have also been reported being filmed without their consent by users of said glasses.
For your 11am weather report, it is 30 degrees but feels like 32. There are light showers and 26 kilometre winds. It is 67% humidity and 59% cloud coverage.
That's all for your news for 11am. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au. It's rain.